in the home 6010.
Hello and welcome in to the CSS DFS podcast. My name is Daniel Dobb, joined by Mike Clay and our friend Al Zeidenfeld. Today's show is presented by Geico. Switch to Geico and see all the ways that you can save. Let's see Al's beautiful face on the screen here for a second.
There
That's what I was looking for. That's salt and pepper. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm not doing too bad. Mike and I just did a wonderful Thursday show with Field. It was actually pretty fantastic. Go check out Thursday night.
You seem surprised by that.
Finally,
a good show.
Yeah, it was about time that you brought your A game, Mike. Like, I don't know what to say. It was really good, though, because Mike finally did something in the show. It was great. All right, we got a lot to talk about here today.
Do we?
Well, we're going to talk about the Week 10 slate.
You just said Week 10. It is Week 10.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, did I do another thing wrong today? No, it is
week 10. I mean,
it could
be week 10. I'm not positive about that, but can you believe it's week 10?
No, I can't.
We just started this show. I feel like we did the week one show a couple days ago.
Like
9 weeks ago. That's flying by. I mean, it's flying by. We are at the midpoint, basically, of the season. It's unbelievable.
We are. Let's take a look back at last week as Mike Clay, you just crushed it. You beat me again, 189 to 159. It was a really good week for you, and you had some nice plays here. One of the things that you did, Joe Mixon.
Yeah, Joe Mixon, that'll do it.
Basically,
I didn't have any other players. I just started him. That was enough for about 200.
Yeah,
there it is. We have it up on the screen here. So, yeah, Lawrence was fine. Kind of did what I wanted there. ETN, Ramondre was a... We talked about him on the show, but Damian Harris was out, so we plugged him in. Actually, Al talked a lot about him last week. Joe Mixon obviously was huge with the 58. Lockett, fine. Tyreek Hill I had in there with 30. Josh Palmer was a guy I plugged in for Terrace Marshall once I went to Stevenson. 21. Panthers, you know, it's funny. Higbee and Carolina Panthers defense combined for -2 points.
That's not good.
Not great. Not great. This could have been easily into the 200s. Plus, Fields could have fit at quarterback, so left some on the table, but... It was a good week, and we're on fire lately, so we got to keep this going.
Fire. I had Fields, Travis Etienne, Ramondre Stevenson, Tyreek Hill, Josh Palmer as well, but I just had a couple other guys that didn't
hit. Joe Mixon or bust last week.
That's right. Yeah. If you had Joe Mixon, he made you some money. All right. Uh-huh. Also, shout out to Philly 919-248. Also won week 14 of 2020. In fact, we've actually had a handful of people that have done surprisingly well, right?
Yeah, it's the second two-time winner of this tournament this week. So join in.
Absolutely.
And you can win some money because we've had a bunch of repeats here.
Join our free league over at DraftKings, $1,000 in prizes. Mm-hmm. We're going to tweet it out at Mike Clay NFL, at Daniel Dopp. You know, Mike, you're just giving out some good winners this year.
We're doing it.
We're trying real hard.
A little bit of a slow start. There's a lot of chaos early in the season because scoring was down substantially. It kind of threw everything off. And then, you get more data, a larger sample size, you start getting a feel for things and where the league is, and then things start to settle in. And as I say that, I'll score 79 points
this week. Right? That's right.
Hey, right, we get comfortable. So we got to stay sharp, and we're going to do it again this week.
Well, if you score 79 points this week, it's probably going to be all with the legs of Justin Fields as we waste no time in flaming the Detroit Lions here on this show. Mike, why don't you go ahead?
Let's go. Justin Fields, 6,500. He is red hot. He had 42.72 fantasy points last week. That is, that's not even including the bonus points for the 100 rushing yards. But that's in season long, like ESPN scoring. It was the highest single game point total by a quarterback in a game this season. So he is obviously red hot, 23 plus fantasy points in 3 straight, 60 plus rushing yards in 4 straight, 7 touchdowns in his last 2 games. Touchdowns weren't there most of the season. They're there now. He's done some of this against good defenses too, including Dallas a couple weeks ago. But this is obviously not a good defense. The Lions' third most fantasy points to quarterbacks, the highest yards per pass attempt, the second most rushing yards allowed to quarterbacks this season, which seems kind of timely with Justin Fields on the slate. So he's scrambling a lot. He's scoring touchdowns. Chase Claypool is going to play more this week and give him a better target.
Yep.
So things are just trending the right way. I was a little hesitant on Fields because I don't want to be chasing points. Obviously, he's been red hot as of late, but I think at 6,500, he's still a value play.
Yeah, it feels like it's not just chasing points, you're chasing opponents here whenever you play some against the Detroit Lions, which is tough. All right, love Justin Fields again this week. Al, you're looking at somebody else, though. You're looking at Trevor Lawrence here. And what do you like about Trevor Lawrence going up against the Kansas City Chiefs?
So it's not volume that leads to quarterback scoring in fantasy. It's efficiency. So when you play against Kansas City, they increase your efficiency against. They also increase the volume of throws that you have. So Kansas City allows 101 opponent passer rating, the second highest number in the league. And 71% of the yards against KC come through the air, the fourth highest total in the league. Last week, they're finally utilizing Trevor Lawrence's legs, calling more designed runs, 53 rushing yards last week, giving him a little bit higher of a floor in this spot. And Mike, if you could make some calls and have them throw the ball to Travis Etienne Jr., that would be fantastic,
right?
Because I'm tired of him being utilized as though he is Derrick Henry when he's clearly not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to get him the ball in the passing game for sure. Remember, what did we say last week? Alvin Kamara usage.
That's right.
That's what you want.
That's what we're looking for.
55, 60% of the carries is more than enough, and then get him 15 to 20% of the targets. And we're happy in fantasy land. And honestly, it'll take some pressure off him, and the hits won't be as hard.
Yep.
So we'll see. We'll see if they get there. I think the problem is they don't have a two. They got rid of James Robinson. They don't have a guy to kind of handle some of that between the tackle stuff. They need like a Mark Ingram or something.
Yeah, it's been Jamichael Hasty, and is Snoop Connor like even getting any run right now?
Nope. He's not really playing. It's been Hasty gets 15 snaps, the rest is ETN, and he gets all the work basically.
And that's it. So. Hopefully here against this Chiefs theme, though, kind of like you're talking about, Al, if the Chiefs score a ton of points, then maybe they're going to have to throw the ball. Maybe Travis Etienne gets involved in the passing game like we've been talking about. So hopefully that's what we're looking for.
Oh, yeah, this could be a 52 pass attempt game for Lawrence for sure. Yeah. I like him as well.
Okay. All right, another quarterback that we like, Patrick Mahomes. How can you not like Patrick Mahomes on the other side of that? $7,900 taken on Jacksonville. And we also have Tua Tagovailoa. $6,700 taken on Cleveland, because as long as you've got Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill as your two wide receivers, you are always a viable play, because who knows what's going to happen with those two guys.
Oh, no doubt.
All right, let's talk about some running backs here. Saquon Barkley, $8,600 taking on the Houston Texans. Mike, that's a big price tag, $8,600 for Saquon.
Yeah, I wonder how many weeks I've talked about either Barkley or Hill. It's like, or Tyreek Hill. It's like every single week it's one of these guys. Because honestly, if you could pay up for one of them and get it, fit them in your lineup, you go for it. And Barkley's been tremendous. Obviously, he's 8,600. You know, at times, you know, like peak Christian McCaffrey, we were talking 10,000, right? So Barkley's still hanging here at 8,600. He's the highest priced running back, but I think that's still okay. I have him projected for 2.4 more fantasy points than any other back on this slate. His average this season, 24 touches and 121 yards per game. He has a touchdown in three of his last four games. He's kind of slow in that department out of the gate, but that's been there. And it's peak matchup. I mean, they're playing Houston. We just saw what Derrick Henry did to them. They've allowed the most yards, touchdowns, and fantasy points to running backs. That's for the season. That's over the last 8 weeks. That's over the last 4 weeks. They cannot stop running backs. They've allowed 136 or more scrimmage yards to running backs in every single game this season. Barkley is a huge floor, and we know he's a huge ceiling.
Yeah, coming off of a bye as well, if you saw it on the graphic, so a week to be able to get healthy. Hopefully this offense can kind of find its rhythm going into what should be a really nice matchup here against the Texans. Mm-hmm. All right, Al, let's talk about Josh Jacobs. After just crushing it and being a history maker in fantasy for a couple of weeks, it's been a few down weeks a little bit for Josh Jacobs, but this week, tell me why you like him.
That's why I like him, because he's now the vacated space. Everybody's jumped off the Josh Jacobs train, even though he's got multiple catches in six straight games and 17 carries in four of his last five, and now squares off against Indy, who allow the second most running back carries per game in the league and the seventh most running back yards per target. He is a heavily involved running back, and now looking at what the projections are in terms of who's going to play who in tournaments this week, Josh Jacobs right now is projecting as like the eighth highest played running back, ninth highest played running back, between like 10 and 13% projected in the millionaire maker. Now, that's exactly where Joe Mixon projected last week. So it doesn't have to be the best, highest point per dollar guy for them to be a really good play, especially if they check off all five boxes at running back and people are going to ignore them. That's exactly where I want to get on board.
Al, really quickly again, what are the five boxes at running back?
Playing at home, favored, involvement in the passing game, 20-plus expected opportunities, and inside the five work. Checks off all five of those boxes.
That's right. If you want to know more about what Al Zeidenfeld does, you can follow him and all of his stuff. He does smizzle.tv/links. A bunch of his YouTube content is up there. A bunch of other stuff, too. Al, you do a lot of things, including your Best Buys article. People can find it through that, so go check that out if you're into tournament plays.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Absolutely.
Couple of other running backs that we like here. Damian Pierce, $6,300 taking on the New York Giants, because how can you not like Damian Pierce? Travis Etienne, $7,100 against Kansas City. We already talked about him in the Trevor Lawrence section. Alvin Kamara, $7,400 taking on Pittsburgh. And in that same game on the other side, Talk about spending almost $2,000 less. Najee Harris. How the mighty have fallen.
I know, right? And there's some swirls out there that Jaylen Warren will play more. I still think Harris will be the main back. So at $5,500, that's not too bad. You know, 15 fantasy points is attainable. Might be an interesting GPP play this week, right? In the tournament with everyone kind of scared of him right now.
Love Travis Etienne, though. As we mentioned earlier, three straight weeks where he's hit that 100-yard bonus on the ground. Mm-hmm. If he can just get some targets, he could be a guy that will unlock a couple of W's here in DFS for you this week. All right, we're going to talk about some wide receivers in a second, Mike. But first,
Geico asks.
Yeah, it does.
How would you love a chance to save money on insurance?
I always am looking
for... Of course you would. Yeah. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help, like with insurance for your car, your truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
If you could choose to own a motorcycle, a boat, or an RV, which one of those three would you have? And Al, I'm going to ask you the same question, so start thinking about it.
Man, I don't know. I don't know if I'm a boat guy. I have to try that out. I haven't done much boating. RV would be fun. Travel to some NASCAR races.
Oh,
and
dude, that would be great for you.
That'd be awesome. So yeah. I'll lean that way.
It'd be tough to take the motorcycle and load everybody into that. Yeah. What about you, Al?
I would take the mystery box because, like, you know, the mystery box could even be a boat. And Daniel, you know how much I've always wanted a boat.
I do. I do know how much you have wanted a boat, Al.
That was a Family Guy reference.
Oh, look at that. We got one. 10 weeks in, baby. Actually, 4 years in.
Got one. First one ever.
Incredible. Oh my gosh. Before the show, Mike even got a Tupac reference. So you were batting like 2,000 right now.
I know. I'm making up for lost time today.
All right, let's talk about some wide receivers as we're not done talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars, Mike.
Nope, we're not.
We want to talk about Christian Kirk because all levels of this offense seem to be value plays here.
Yeah, he is currently 10th in fantasy points at receiver. Now, they haven't had their bye yet, so points bring him a little bit lower, but he's probably been better than you realize. And I say that because he had that slump, right, for like 3 weeks where he did almost nothing. But otherwise, he's been terrific. 13th in catches, 7th in touchdowns. That's probably the biggest surprise, right? 7th. At receiver with 5 touchdowns this season. He's priced 16th at receiver. It's just too low, again, in a game where we expect it to be really high volume for the Jacksonville offense. And the Chiefs, I mean, they've allowed the 7th most fantasy points and 10 touchdowns, the 3rd most to receivers this season. So this is an exploitable situation. We know Kirk's going to get a pretty decent chunk of targets, 7.8 per game. That includes 8.7 per game in his last 3. So like the volume, like the matchup. And by the way, those numbers, 8.7 in his last game. And again, they could throw 50-plus passes in this game. It could be a 12-target game for him. So at 5,900 for a guy who's delivered borderline wide receiver 1 numbers this season, love Kirk this week.
Yeah, game script for Christian Kirk in this passing offense could be through the roof, depending on how Patrick Mahomes and those Chiefs play. Al, let's talk about who you... I'm shocked. Al, I looked down at the note and I'm like, this can't be the name you want to talk about, but let's talk about it. Donovan's Peoples-Jones. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Yeah. Why you like DPJ this week?
DPJ's been like good. First of all, DraftKings has really tightened the screws on us. Under 5K at running back, especially under 4,500. It's been very hard the last 3-4 weeks to find value plays at running back.
Really has.
But he's been, at wide receiver, but he's been very good at paying off those salaries. Double digit DraftKings points in 4 of the last 5 weeks. Miami allows the 7th highest touchdown pass rate in the league. And based on Mike's OTD stat, he should have about 2 touchdowns on the season. He has 0. Now, if you really want to get silly, we can talk about the fact that they are playing this game on the road. And the funny thing here is that DPJ's home road splits mirror those home road splits of Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper, really great at home, really bad on the road. Donovan Peoples-Jones averaging almost twice as many DraftKings points in away games than home games. So like, for the silliest, most lazy analysis, fade Amari Cooper on the road and play DPJ.
That's a thing that, in all honesty, the season-long show we talked about, Amari Cooper this week is going to get potentially a shadow. That was part of the shadow report that you wrote this week. Mm-hmm. As a part of that, is that just an Amari Cooper thing, or is that an entire secondary that we need to worry about with this Browns?
No, it's really the shadow that is the primary concern there. So, I'm not worried about that. I actually love this call, especially in tournaments, because... DPJ has not scored a touchdown since week 9 of last season. It's been a long time, which would kind of push you away. But to Al's point, the opportunity has been there. The yardage has been there. And in tournaments, people are going to hear that sound and be like, no, no way. I mean, casual players, right? But yeah, it's a good opportunity to stick him in there at a cheap price. And if he has that game where regression hits, and guess who it hit last week? It hit Joe Mixon big time. I mean, he was the regression candidate of the season, and he went the other way completely. He's not really close to a regression candidate now because he caught up. So it's been unbelievable. So I agree with that. I love that punt essentially in tournaments.
Love it too.
That's two weeks in a row that somebody's gotten slapped across the face by the regression monster. So like 2 weeks ago, it was Alvin Kamara, three touchdowns. Exactly. Last week, it was Joe Mixon. And Donovan Peoples-Jones, 4+ catches in 5 straight games, but has not scored a touchdown. Maybe the regression monster comes by and slashes him.
Yeah. One of these things is not like the other, just for the record. I mean, not to say that DPJ is an Alvin Kamara and Joe Mixon.
I will go 4,300. He doesn't have to do all that much.
I was going to say, I'll go out on a limb and say he doesn't score 5 touchdowns.
I'll
say that. Okay.
Good bet. I'll take the under 2.
A couple other wide receivers that we like, someone who may score 5 touchdowns. Tyreek Hill, $9,100 against Cleveland. Actually, he's still not a big touchdown scorer. I could still use some more Tyreek Hill touchdowns in my life, Mike.
I mean, $9,100 for him is still a fine value. He's still a great value at that price, which is unreal.
Mari Cooper at $9,000 taking on Arizona. The big thing to monitor here is Matthew Stafford's health heading into this game to make sure you know where you're at. So keep checking out not only the Friday show, Cooper but FF now.
Yes, for you Cooper. Said Amari Cooper.
Oh, did I say Amari Cooper?
Unless
I
meant I'm losing
Cooper
my mind.
Nope, nope. I probably said Amari Cooper. Stephon Diggs, $8,300 taking on Minnesota. Paris Campbell, $3,900 taking on the Raiders. Juju Smith-Schuster, $6,000 on the other side of all of those Jaguars we talked about. Yep. Mm-hmm. He's getting a ton of volume right now, too. Zay Jones, $4,400 taking on Kansas City in case you did not like Christian Kirk. So there are some wide receiver plays that we like. And I just want to say this. Al has said this. It has been so much harder this year, it feels like, finding those values because everything just does feel tighter across the board when it comes to the pricing here.
Yeah, there's nothing like getting a really cheap running back that's going to slide in there, and it opens up so much. But again, you know, even Harris, we're talking about him. Like, if that's like a punt right now at running back. And I want to spend on running backs. If I want to go down to Harris, though, he's still... What was it 5,500?
5,500.
Yeah. So it's tough. Yep.
All right, let's talk tight ends, Mike. And I'm hoping that we see David Njoku back. Where are you at on David Njoku?
I love the value at 4,100. When I first did this, reports were positive. He essentially said he's going to play this week, but then he missed practice. So we do have to keep an eye on the health of David Njoku. But again, just tight end 7 in pricing, it's too low. I mean, he's 7th on a per game basis this season, but. You know, on the slate, you would think you'd be higher than 7th with so many guys missing from it. So 5th of tight end in yards, despite missing in game and a bye. He has the highest catch rate. He's 2nd in yards per target at tight end. So the efficiency has been there and the volume has been pretty good. And we've seen that with the yardage, right? 70 plus yards in 4 of his last 5 games. And then on top of all that, that's already enough, I think, but they're facing Miami. They've had the 3rd most fantasy points and the highest catch rate to tight ends this season. Last week, they gave up 22 points to Cole Kmet. He entered that game with 36 points this season, and he had 22 just against Miami. So a lot to like about this one. I think Njoku, if he goes, I'm gonna plug him in.
Yeah, I love David Njoku this week, and hopefully he plays. But like you said, we're going to monitor the injury report. Yeah, check out FF Now on Sundays. Follow at Stefania_ESPN. She always has a ton of information to be able to help us out. All right, Al. I want to know where you're going to go at tight end, because there's always a couple of different options here. It feels like you're either paying up to be contrarian or you're trying to find value in order to be team jam them in somewhere else. So where are you going here in week 10?
So I think that Greg Dulcich is a really solid play. You can use him as a one-off in tournaments. I also think that he's going to be somebody who's pretty popular in cash games this week. He's only played 3 games this year, but they've been really solid. Double-digit DraftKings points in all 3 of those games. He's only 3,400 this week, averaging 15.2 yards per catch across those 3 games. And Tennessee has allowed the 7th most yards per tight end reception, 11.8. You guys know how I like it. When the puzzle pieces fit together, he's got a solid floor of targets and a 38-yard reception in one game, a 39-yard reception in another game. So tight ends typically are just 7-yard catches and they fall down or run out of bounds. So somebody with big playability at the position, even though he's not running as many routes as a Mark Andrews or a Travis Kelce or anything like that, you're getting him at a very big discount for a solid floor of targets with potential big splash upside as well.
Yeah. And he's been somebody that has been coming on at $3,400. It's tough to be able to argue against that price point. One of the things I wondered is Travis Kelce just seems like he's always the guy. We've had this narrative like every week is a Travis Kelce week. I just want to ask, $7,800 at this price point, do we like Travis Kelce here?
Always yes.
Always. Okay, it is still always yes. Okay.
The only reason, it's just hard to get him in right now because then you're suffering at other positions. I think that's the only problem. It's tough. Like even my lineup, which we're going to get to in a second, you'll notice is pretty heavy on running backs and the receivers don't look as hot. So we just can, you know.
That's part of where, as we talked about, like when you pay up to be contrarian at the tight end position, sometimes you pay up for a guy like Travis Kelce in order to find value. But again, like we said, that pricing has been tough to be able to figure things out this year. Another guy that we like, Pat Fryerman, with $4,200 taken on New Orleans as somebody else that you could consider. Mm-hmm. All right, the most wonderful time of year is upon us again. It's college football season. Dr. Pepper and the residents of Fansville invite you to revel in another one-of-a-kind year of flexing your foam finger, humming your school's fight song in your sleep, and thriving on a steady diet of buffalo chicken dip and post-game day commentary, all washed down with a rich, delicious Dr. Pepper, of course. And Saturday is always just around the corner, so make sure your tailgate doesn't turn into a failgate, Mike Clay. Pick up a case of ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the ones that fans deserve.
Boom.
All right, you've been crushing it so far this week, giving people winners left and right. A reminder, Mike Clay puts out an unbelievable article on ESPN Plus where you can look at all of the DraftKings and FanDuel values. Make sure you check that out because it is really useful in being able to set your cash lineups. Where are you at here in Week 10, bud?
All right, let's do it. Here's the lineup. Justin Fields, no surprise, at quarterback. We're plugging him in at 6,500. We're spending up at running back again with three guys, Damian Pierce, Saquon Barkley, Travis Etienne, Love. All three, so I'm going to fire them up for now.
Ton of volume in all three of those.
Yeah, we're going to hope maybe we could find a better value play as the week goes on, like I did with Ramondre last week. Plugged him in for Josh Jacobs. That allowed me to go from Terrace Marshall to Josh Palmer, which was huge, right? So you got to keep an eye on this up to game time. We'll, of course, redo the lineup on Fantasy Football Now Sunday morning. Adam Thielen is my top receiver against Buffalo. They should be throwing a lot. We'll keep an eye on that. At Christian Kirk, Paris Campbell, a little bit of a punt there. He's still plenty involved in that offense. Even Njoku, a tight end. Again, keep an eye on his health. And then the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
Punting there.
Yeah. Minnesota, what? And here's a question. Is it a punt on Minnesota? Because we're not totally sure with Case Keenum maybe under center.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. If Allen plays, it qualifies as a punt. If Allen is out, then at that price point, you feel a lot better about it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. That's a nice looking lineup. Wide receivers, like you said, maybe if you get a little bit of late week value, you find some ways to be able to move it. And we always tweak these lineups based on what kind of value we can find with injuries and whatnot. All right, my lineup for this week, I'm also starting with Justin Fields because I also love pain.
Oh, this Justin looks very Fields, similar.
$6,500. I got Travis Etienne. I did this before I looked at your sheet, by the way. I did Travis Etienne and Damian Pierce as my two running backs because they just get so much volume and they're great price points. I got both Christian Kirk and Juju Smith-Schuster from that game at the 6K range. I'm going with the brother narrative with Amon-Ra St. Brown taking on the Chicago Bears. I just want to see Amon-Ra St. Brown just own his brother here. That's what it's going to be. He's going to show Equanimeous that he is, in fact, the St. Brown that matters. We got David Njoku at $4,100. And then I'm taking Chase Claypool at $4,800 right now. We're going to see how things shake out. I got to a spot with my flex where I didn't really love all of my options, but if Justin Fields throws a touchdown, you know, I've watched the Detroit Lions secondary be taken advantage of sometimes, and Chase Claypool is a big-bodied guy that can maybe make some things happen, so we'll see.
Maybe. We have six of the same players so far.
Do we really?
Including the defense, so a lot of similarities. I will say this. If I can spend down a little bit at one of the running back spots or flex, the guy I wanted to try to get in there is Smith-Schuster, so I like that one a lot.
Ooh. I was flirting with trying to find a way to get Najee Harris in here to see what other value it could get me, but it's going to be...
Me too.
We'll see as we get to the end of the week how that works out. All right, Al, we basically set cash lineups in order to go to head-to-head, but you set a tournament lineup for us with a double stack and a bring back and a some other... You say a bunch of other stuff, so go ahead and give us your tournament lineup.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Tua Tagovailoa at quarterback because it's the highest floor plus ceiling possibility that you can get every single week, double stacking him with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. And you really got to pay up to do it because they priced up Tyreek the 9,100 and Jalen Waddle the 7,600. I'm going to bring that back with Donovan Peoples-Jones and hope for some touchdown regression there on a deep pass. I've got Williams Jamal at running back, only 5,900, ton of volume there. Damian Pierce, who apparently all of us love this week. Evan Engram to get some salary savings. Hopefully he's fine. I know that he's on the injury list right now. If he plays, I'll play him. If he doesn't, expert advice, don't play him if he's out this week. Wandale Robinson at the flex for 4,700, and I'm going with the Shaguars defense against the Chiefs.
There we go.
All right. Look at that. Look at that lineup.
All right. We're going to do it again. Should we do it again? Should we win some money this week?
Mm-hmm. Let's win some money this week. Make sure you follow at MikeClayNFL. I am at Daniel Dopp. Al is at Al Zeidenfeld. You can follow all of Al's stuff. Smizzle.tv/links for everything that he does. Mike has a ton of great stuff on E+. Go check it out. We're going to be back tomorrow with our season-long show. Mike, Field, and Stefania giving you everything you need to know heading into the week. But please, don't forget to love each other. We love you guys. We'll see everybody next week.
No secret, not a mystery. The one that we depend on for all our podcast needs. Graduate, Full Sail, you, a Lions fan through and through. With the hippest beard, I'm telling you, he's Daniel Dopp.
Who's that? Who's that squirrel? Who's that squirrel?
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.